Reach out and touch somebody's hand. Make this world a better place. If you can, just try. Take a little time out of your busy day to give encouragement to someone who's lost the way.
Just try.
Or would I be talking to stone?
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. Are we willing to reach out and touch? Letting that touch start with our hearts and not with our hands. We can change things, is what Diana Ross was singing. We can change things if we start giving, if we just start giving. And you know, one of the things that's so important for us to give, of course, is a true account of what's going on in our nation. We are hurting. We are hurting, hurting, hurting. We're in a lot of pain. Self-inflicted pain. One of the things that I pointed out some time ago is a truth that our president pointed out and so many people realize as fact and embrace with our hearts. People of all ethnicities realize that this is the case and embrace this as reality, that all lives matter. But what we have going on now, what we have seen in just the past few days, is just more evidence that we need to keep singing the song that Black Lives Matter too. Or to put it another way, all lives matter, including Black lives. I think it is good that we don't have law enforcement officers just indiscriminately killing white citizens of America, the way they're killing, just indiscriminately killing Black citizens of America and Hispanic citizens of America. It is truly good, and I mean, when I say good, I mean ethically and morally. It is good that we don't have officers all across this nation just indiscriminately killing white Americans. That would definitely be ethically and morally wrong. Talking about human beings. people who have value because they're human, just by virtue of the fact that they are human, created by the Creator. And don't get me wrong, I know that there are people who are out there doing a lot of harm to white people, whether we're talking about incest, whether we're talking about turning people onto illicit drugs that destroy. But again, I think it is good, morally and ethically right, that we don't have law enforcement officers all across our nation, America the Beautiful, who are just indiscriminately killing white people. It's so unfortunate that we don't have enough law enforcement officers who value the lives of black people just as much as they value the lives of white people. Trayvon Martin was killed by a person who cooked up a reason to shoot and kill a black male. And one of the things that is so unfortunate, many of us felt that pain. Our own and others. Our own pain we felt, the pain of others we felt, especially the family who was left to grieve the killing of Trayvon. How long does that grief last? Grieving over the death of their loved one, and he hadn't been doing a thing to anyone. The evening that he was shot to death. And we know that this is something that's been going on and on and on and on. The devaluing of black lives has been part of the American fabric from the time that slavery in America began. And it has not stopped since then. It has gone on and on and on. The master having sex with little boys and little girls. Some of the female slave owners having sex with some of the black male slaves. Beating them, often without any real provocation. Moved on from slavery and civil rights movement, Jim Crow era. People being lynched, black people being lynched, black children being beaten to death. Churches with black congregations being bombed while the members were in the churches. Whole neighborhoods, entire black communities being burned to the ground. From the time that this came to be called America, we have had so much trouble. So many people ready to hate. And I know that for some people, fear is an issue. But for most of the people perpetrating these crimes, fear is not the main issue. Hatred is. Can you imagine bringing more and more and more the people who you're terrified of to the country that you live in? No, the biggest problem is hatred. And unfortunately, just as we had people who were entrusted to uphold the law during the days of slavery, just as we had people who were entrusted to uphold the law during the Jim Crow era, and they did anything but uphold the law. We still have those kinds of people today, and they are not going away. They know that. That's why we've had some of the racists just come out and say point blank that they're going to continue to step up the heat against the black community until finally they start a race war. And this goes back to before the O.J. Simpson debacle. Before that came up, there were some racists who said with grins on their faces that they are all over the place in our courtrooms, police forces, hospitals, you name it. And they said they will not rest until they stir the black race up so much with so much distress that they finally start a race war. What is it about the hearts and the minds of citizens of a country that their greatest passion would be to hate, and that their hatred in their hearts is so strong that they chomp at the bit to start a war within their own country because they're looking forward to killing more and more people of the black community? What is it about them that's the kind of heart, that's the kind of mind that they have? Law enforcement officers still killing black people. And when no threats are posed, we do hear quite a few officers claim that they felt threatened. They felt like their lives were in danger. And then when we look at the facts, we realize that a lot of them lied when they said that. No threats posed whatsoever. Two officers tackling this man who was standing in front of a convenience store doing something he had done for years, selling CDs. Isn't it interesting that the man who owned the convenience store had no problem with this man standing in front of his store selling CDs? Called him his friend. Who called the police and accused this man of brandishing a gun? So the police got there. The man isn't holding a gun when they get there. He's still not holding a gun as they approach him. He's still not holding a gun when he's tackled and taken down to the ground. He's still not holding a gun as they hold their gun to his chest. He's still not holding a gun as they're holding him down, each one of them on one arm, have him on his back, pinned to the street. He still has no weapon in his hands whatsoever. As they put their guns, at least one of them put his gun in the man's chest and then pulled the trigger. You hear one yell out, "Gun!" Of course, that's so convenient. Yell the word "gun" so you can pretend that he has a gun in his hand. And for that reason, they decided they better shoot him. So that he won't shoot either of them. Of course, on the video, we saw one of the officers reach into the man's pocket after they killed him and pull the gun out of his pocket. One of us just yelled "gun" so that we can make it seem like we thought we were in danger. And that's the reason we pulled the trigger. Three times. And then backed away from him. And as the store owner said, they then shot him three more times. Black lives in America the Beautiful. Young lady said as she was holding her boyfriend, who was up in the front of the car with her, her in the driver's seat, him in the passenger seat, you told him to pull out his ID. Cops had stopped these two people because apparently a taillight was out or something, again, that didn't call for any of that kind of heightened activity where they would even have a gun pulled, where the police, there was just no reason for them to have a gun pulled. There's no story of the driver of the car trying to get away from them. There is no account of the people in the car doing or saying anything threatening. The man was ordered to pull out his license, and when he complied with that order, the guns are already drawn, they shot him to death. Black lives in America the Beautiful.
Strong.